now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Pastor Roland, and I am your host for this program. Today we're going to talk about relationships. Every so often I need to put together a program about relationships because, I get carried away with talking about meditation and being a pastor and all that kind of thing. Relationships is very important. I get a lot of questions at my website about relationships. And so I want to talk about relationships right now because it's something that I happen to know a lot about. And since many of our problems do revolve around relationships, I think it would behoove you to listen in and learn something. Now, let's begin, shall we? Now, why is it that what begins as love, what people call love, ends up in fighting and arguing and hurt feelings and violence, all kinds of awful things, divorce, broken families? Why is that? If it were really love, then that's not the way it would end up. See, love is a Kant thing. Love is not fickle. Love is not something 1 minute and gone the next. And it was Paul, New Testament. Remember, he wrote that beautiful set of verses about love. You remember. You know, he said, if I, do this and do that, but have not love, then I am nothing but a tinkling cymbal or a gong or, clanging gong, or I forget how he said it, but somewhere along the line he said, love never fails. Love never fails. Well, look, if our love fails, then it's not love. If it's not love, then it means we don't have love, or we haven't found love, or whatever we think is love is not love. Now, we all know that for sure when we get older, because we think back when we had, crushes on somebody. Teenage crushes, what they used to call teenage crushes. Well, we know that for a while we thought we were in love, but then, a month later, a couple of months later, well, it was all over, and then we forgot about it for the most part, you see? So we know that's not real love. We know it's not. But when we're young, we don't know because we think love is a feeling. But love, remember what I said? I said love is steadfast. Now, feelings come and go, right? 1 minute we're happy, the next minute we're sad. 1 minute we're up on cloud nine, the next minute we're down in the dumps. 1 minute we're angry, then we're happy. So feelings are fickle. Feelings are fleeting. They come and go. But there is such a thing as love that is steadfast. Something that is steadfast, and it's not a feeling. Now, and we're talking about relationships today, but let me give you a little hint as to what love might be. I guess the closest I can come to it is parental love, a parent's love for the child. Not all parents. See, some parents are rotten. They're just plain rotten, selfish and rotten, but a lot of parents are decent, and a decent parent, underneath, they have a love for their child. They love their child when the child is little, when it's 5, when it's 10, when it's 15, when it's 20, when it's 40, when the child is 60 years old, they still love their child, you see? There's something there, something beyond feelings. Okay? Well, that's the way love for our partner should be. Should be something steadfast beyond feelings. Okay? All right. So now can you see then that love is something deeper than feelings? Love is not a feeling. It's something else. I'll take a little break and then I shall be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset.
If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland, Pastor Roland. I'm talking about relationships today. Now, just what is it when we talk about love, what is it that most of us have in mind? Well, we dress it up in to make it sound wonderful, and we have Valentine's Day cards and everything like that. But the truth of the matter is that for most of us, what love is, it's based in selfishness. It's about feeling. See, we want to feel good, and we don't want to feel bad. Remember what I said? I said, whatever love is, real love, it's not a feeling. But we tend to emphasize feelings, see? We want to feel good. We want to have our needs met. You know, we want to have our massage, and we want to have our nails manicured, and we want to eat something delicious, and we want to have a cozy bed with fluffy pillows. We want our partner to make us feel good. See, can you see that it's selfish? You know, it is selfish. That's what it is. Now, we all are naturally selfish, so I'm not knocking anybody. I'm not putting anybody down. I'm saying that we're all egos, aren't we? We're all egos when we're selfish. But I say that we also have the capability of not being selfish. You know, how about, for example, you have heroes. How about a hero? I don't know how many times I've observed heroes, you know, on TV programs, real life programs of amazing people, or I've read about heroes, and they rush to help somebody, they rush to save somebody's life, and afterwards everybody says, oh, you're such a hero, you're such a hero. And the person says, well, I don't feel like a hero. I saw something that had to be done, and I just did it. See, they didn't stop to consider their feelings. If they had stopped to consider their feelings, why, they probably would have started second-guessing. And then they wouldn't have done it. So they just did it. See? So whatever love is, it's not a feeling. I think I've made my point. I'm not going to belabor it anymore. But like I said, we all tend to emphasize our feelings. So I say that we must de-emphasize our feelings. Now let's talk about marriage. Let's talk about a typical situation where a wife resents her husband. She resents her husband. He irritates her. And the truth of the matter is that she is reveling in emotions. She's reveling in wallowing in feelings of basically judgment. She can't help but judge everything that he does. See, I'm sorry to say, but a lot of women are very judgmental. They can't help but judge. See, but I say they can help it, but they need to have it pointed out. And they need to see that being very judgmental is not good. See, it's not right. See, it's not love. It's not very nice at all. Now, today I was listening to a program. A nice lady was talking to a lady that wrote a book about the harmfulness of gossip. And she said that how a lot of other women were saying mean and cruel things, even though they were supposedly nice people. See, nice people, and yet they said mean and cruel things, vicious things, hateful things, spiteful things. See? So don't tell me that, you know, that we're not capable of being that way, because we are. But we have to overcome it. We have to get beyond it. See, so you have to be able to see something that's mean, something that's resentful, something that's judgmental, see, something that's controlling, something that's manipulative. You have to see that side of yourself and admit it, see, instead of trying to make everybody else look wrong, instead of trying to make it like everybody else is wrong, like your husband is no good and your kids are no good and everything. You have to look at your own judgments and see that they're wrong. Now, what is the value that people get, that a woman gets out of judgment? Well, a couple of things. First of all, see, our ego likes to puff up. And when our ego puffs up, we feel like a king or a queen or a judge. So we like to feel good. We like people to stroke our ego and tell us how wonderful we are. Then we feel like a queen. But if we don't feel like a queen, see, and somebody doesn't tell us how wonderful we are, then we can judge them. We can judge and condemn them. See, when we judge and when we condemn, we're playing God. See, we're the judge. God is a king and he's also a judge. So we can feel like king or queen, and then we can be a judge. See, so we judge. And there's a feeling associated with judgment. It's like it's resentment, or it's a feeling of superior hate. See? But what we do, we play a nasty little game. We judge someone, and then we turn around, and then we're nice to get rid of our guilt for judging. See, judging is wrong. And so we feel guilty for it inside. But we don't want to feel guilty. We want to feel good. Remember, I talked about feelings. So to feel good, why, we suddenly are nice to them. A, to cover up our meanness or our cruelty or our judgment so they don't see it. We hide it. Plus, by doing something for them, why, then we can feel like we're a wonderful person again. See how that works? So it's kind of, it can be very confusing. Now you say, well, okay, I'll just secretly judge someone, or I'll condemn them in my mind, and then I'll feel guilty, and then I'll do something nice for them to make up for it. See, you can say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, what's wrong with it, first of all, is that it's hypocritical and phony, see? But the main thing that's wrong with it is that it confuses other people, see? You know, a child can literally be driven mad. A child can literally be driven mad by a parent who is very confusing, who acts wonderful and perfect, see, but isn't wonderful and perfect at all. See what I mean? And lays a guilt trip on the child. See how that works? All right. So now you can see what happens in a marriage. You don't get your needs met. You become resentful. You become resentful. You become judgmental. When you become judgmental, whatever love is, it's out the window. See, you cannot judge and love whatever love is at the same time. You cannot resent and love at the same time. See? So maybe there's some kind of an underlying love for your husband. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. Let's say there is. But when you are angry, when you are resentful, when you are judgmental, see, when you puff up at his and judge him, then love goes out the window. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly
and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory, and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pastor Roland. Incidentally, I have a wonderful website that talks about relationships, about marriage, about couples. Now, as you can see, this is not what you're going to hear every day. You're not going to read it in the romance novels, and you're not likely to read this in any of your women's magazines. You're not likely to find it on the shelves of a bookstore, really, because it's quite truthful. And people say, well, you're putting us down. No, I'm not. I'm just being honest. I'm just saying what happened to be the case. Okay? Now, first of all, I won't mention my website yet. You have to keep listening. You have to keep listening. And I have a great book. I wrote a great book about all of this. See, the point is, look, before we leave this topic, I hope you realize... Perhaps you don't. You may now realize that bitterness, unhappiness, misery, all these dark, gloomy feelings, and so on and so forth, you know what they spring from, for the most part? They spring from resentment. That's right. They spring from resentment. That they have their basis in resentment. There are a lot of negative things have their root in resentment. So I'm focusing upon resentment and judgment, see? A person can become so hateful with a superior hate that they don't even see their resentment anymore underneath. They just feel superior and full of hate and puff up like a cobra. Okay? All right, now, having said that, let me talk about men for a moment. Now, you men, if you happen to be a man and you're listening in, I want to say that you should be ashamed of yourself for not realizing. Let me start all over again. You should be ashamed of yourself for falling for the... For those who would convince you that men are just supposed to be big kids with baseball caps on, sitting around drinking beer and yelling and screaming and watching ball games and that sort of thing. See, a man is much more than that. A man is supposed to be more like George Washington, like Moses, like Abraham Lincoln, like Winston Churchill, like Paul, like David. See? Man is supposed to be noble. See, now you know that from when you were... You know that deep down in your heart. You know that from when you were a little child. Remember how you looked up to father? See? If you had a father. If he was there. See, a lot of kids nowadays don't even have a father there for them. Father's gone. They don't know who their father was. Or he and mom divorced and he's gone. But if there was anything resembling a father around, you know how you looked up to him, because in the eyes of a child, father stands in for God. I shall be right back.
most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pastor Roland. I'm talking about relationships. See, I want you to see what's going on. Now, let's take a look at... Now, I said that a lot of ladies are very judgmental. And they judge their husband. Now, why is that? Well, here's the reason. First of all, you men have been selfish. You know, you have also fallen for the feelings thing. But for you, feelings with getting your needs met tends to be more, sexual. See, so you used your wife to support your ego. See, you became a user. You used girlfriends, you used your wife to support your ego. See? And perhaps she did. But she did so perhaps hoping that instead of being a beast, that you would become the noble knight. See? And undoubtedly, she may have had issues with her dad. He wasn't there for her. Father wasn't there for her. She went out in the world looking for love, and there were boyfriends, and they took advantage. See? So now you came along. And so perhaps, deep down inside, she was thinking, well, maybe he'll be different. So she serviced your needs. See? And with hoping that you would become the noble knight. But alas, you know, the more she serviced your needs, the more selfish you became. The more of a user you became, the more beastly you became. You became addicted to her love. See? For you, love was like sex was like a drug. See? And then you saw yourself becoming more beastly, more selfish. See? More of a slob. You saw yourself degenerating. You saw it. And of course, what did you do? Well, you blamed her. You blamed her instead of looking at yourself. See what I mean? So, and the other thing is, you took advantage. See, you took advantage. Maybe you didn't even marry her. Now, I know you are immediately going to become upset and you're going to say, oh, what a terrible person. He's being mean. Why, he's saying that we have to get married. No, I'm not saying you have to get married. I'm just saying, see, this. Now remember now, I'm Pastor Roland. I've been around a long time. You know, I've been counseling now for over 20 years. I've written 10 books. See? And I've got some white hair. I've been around a long time. I've been married 26 years. So I can tell you, see, I can tell you, you men, I can tell you, like a good mentor. Don't you like a good mentor when you go to work? Don't they talk about a mentor? Well, I'm being a good mentor, see? I'm telling you the truth. You should appreciate me for telling you the truth. You should say, thank you, Roland. How can I support you? Where can I send some money to help you stay on the air? That's what you should be saying. So, where was I? Ah, yes, I was saying you took advantage, so maybe you didn't marry. See, because in her eyes, in the eyes of her, she may not even realize this consciously, or it may be unconscious, but deep down inside, she knows that if you are not willing to make the commitment to be married, then it means that you still have one little foot out the door, a toe out the door. See? There's still a little bit of, well, if it doesn't work out, I can always leave. See, there's a little bit of that there. Now, what does that do? That tempts her to judge you. See? So, if you are selfish, if you're a user, if you take advantage, see, if you become spoiled, The more she services you, the nicer she is to you, the more spoiled you become, the more she judges you. See, the wimpier you become, or the more violent, or you're wimpy and then violent you become. And it tempts her to judge you. It tempts her to judge you.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
All right, so now are you with me? And when you tempt her by your weakness or your violence or your use to judge you, can you see how that has a bad effect on her being? Well, of course it does. So what are we going to do? Well, we're going to listen to good old Pastor Roland and say, thank you, Roland. And you're going to go to my website and read some of my materials and learn something. See, so you can be a better husband. Okay? All right. Go to commonsensecounseling.org, commonsensecounseling.org, or you can go to mypastorchat.com. That's www.mypastorchat.com. Until next time, blessings.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's Roland Trujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.